Episode 2964, Change is Not the Enemy.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary week. But that means you've got to set your mind knowing that that is what you're going to have because you will find what you search for. Change is not the enemy. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, if you haven't heard, we have a brand new TV show. It goes live every Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. Whew! How's your schedule doing? How are you doing? You know, we can get just bombarded, and I cannot believe that we are two blinks away from March of 2023. And yes, I know it's hard to imagine, but it's here. And with that, we have to also remember and keep in step with change. Change is a constant. It's inevitable in life. Why cling to the familiar routines, relationships, and situations, especially if you're unhappy? Be cautious of your comfort zone. Change is not the enemy. You know, I've been thinking a lot about change because there's a lot of things that are happening in my life, specifically, both personally and professionally. And it's exciting, but it still involves change. And I also look at the season that we're about to embark on, right? Spring for us here in the United States of America. And that means what? A refreshment, a renewness as to what we have been living in, the cold. And some of us, I mean, actually, I think all of us have really experienced an extreme up and down when it comes to our weather patterns this past season. And so I think all of us, no matter where we are, we're looking for something to level out. And that change is refreshing, but a lot of us, we go against change. We really don't want it unless if it's scheduled in and we're ready to adopt it. Carol Dweck, a renowned psychologist, said, "The view you adopt for yourself profoundly affects the way you lead your life." Her research on mindset shows that people who embrace a growth mindset, believing that their abilities and intelligence can be developed, are more likely to take on challenges, learn from failures, and achieve their goals. Do you fall into that? Or are you one saying, no? I'm more of one who has a fixed mindset. And when you have a fixed mindset, then you believe that your qualities are set in stone. You may avoid challenges and give up easily and feel threatened by criticism or setbacks. Dweck's insight apply to the domain of change because they suggest that our beliefs about ourselves and our capacities can shape our willingness to adapt to new circumstances. Are you willing to make a change? Are you willing to accept it? Are you willing to, well, maybe just kind of talk about it, you know, kind of put it in perspective saying, well, if we did this or if I looked at it this way. It's kind of hard because a lot of us are ones who we just keep pushing back, right? If you see yourself as capable of learning and evolving, you may approach change as an opportunity to grow rather than a threat to your identity. But you also might be that resilient one who, when you're faced with setbacks or rejection, you're like, I don't think so. You recognize that this is not a reflection of your worth or potential. You don't want to go down that road. You know, Brené Brown, a researcher on vulnerability and courage, said, "Vulnerability is not weakness. It's our greatest measure of courage." Now, Brown's work has emphasized over the decades the importance of embracing vulnerability, which she defines as the willingness to expose oneself to uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. She argues that vulnerability is essential for developing authentic connections with others, for fostering creativity and innovation, and for living a fulfilling life. When you think of change, right, what Brown is saying here is that it suggests that we must be willing to let go of our own defenses and open ourselves up to the unknown. We've got to accept that change involves a degree of uncertainty and discomfort, but also an opportunity for growth and transformation. When you embrace vulnerability, you may find the courage to pursue new paths, connect with new people, right? That networking, and express your true self. So how do you overcome what doesn't work? How do you get out of the traps of routines and comfort zones that constantly drive you toward what you are wanting to avoid? Yes, you feel okay because you know what's going to happen, even if you don't like it, but you still stay in it. But at some point, you have to say, enough is enough. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. There is a time for everything. You know, this verse, it's a beautiful verse. If you want to go and take a gander at it, this would be a great way to start a brand new month. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And this verse here that we're talking about, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. It acknowledges really the cycle, the circle of life, the nature of it, the roller coaster, the ups and downs, the joys and the sorrows, the every which direction you could dream of, it may happen. And there's a time for it. And it reminds us that change is a natural and necessary part of the journey, your journey, and that every phase has its purpose and meaning. Now, that may not bring comfort to you right now because you may be thinking, well, I'm about ready to hit an area of my life that I really don't want to. Maybe you're going to become an empty nester soon. Maybe you are looking at going back to school and pursuing a second degree. Maybe this is your second half of life and saying, well, I fulfilled my first half. Now I want to see where God has me going this half. Maybe you need to actually just move. Maybe finances aren't great. You need to sell your house. You're downsizing. Maybe you just feel alone. You really don't know where you fit in. You know that change is around the corner, but you have no idea what it looks like. There is a time for everything. And so really in this moment right now, I just want you to be okay with sitting still, being still with change. Change is a constant. And for a lot of people, it puts us on edge. Now, crazy enough for me as a mom of five, now as a grandma of one, I'm sure we'll have more eventually. Well, I won't be having more, but you know what I mean. My children will be giving me the gift of their families. And when I look at that, I mean, change has always been a part of my life. I don't know it any different. We've moved so many times. I mean, when you start calculating, you're in the 30s, of how many times, like 3 decades I've moved. Over 3 decades, this is ridiculous. Yeah, seriously, I think I'm up to like 33 or 34 times now that I've moved. And that's not counting moving the kids in and out when they're going to school and how many times they moved. Oh my goodness, we'd be near, I don't know, 45 or 50 if I was to calculate their moves in. Because at that time, I would include it because they're still part of the family. Now, when they get married, I can't calculate that. I may help them, but I can't include that in our calculation. But this is actually moves that directly affect where I hang my hat and where I call home. Change has always been a part of my everyday. And so no wonder I go around saying it's a party every day. Yes, a large family, you don't have to invite people over because it's a party. Add in the dogs and cats and geckos and guinea pigs and hamsters and mice. And I mean, pretty soon you're like, oh my goodness, we have a zoo. It is a party every day. You don't know what to expect, but you know what to expect because you don't know what to expect. And so therefore, it's okay. You just wake up with a smile on your face and say, I got this. There's a time for everything. So how can you look at your life, this change, being still with it, being okay, knowing that nothing is going to change who you are as in your heart, who you are as a person, unless if you choose to, right? There are some things that we need to work on internally, our mindsets, right? How we see things. And yes, most certainly that involves change. But when you're looking at how you're showing up as a person, How do you deal with it? How do you deal with that change? It's a constant. It doesn't have to be scary. You don't have to push back on it. Number one, you can make adjustments. You don't have to change everything to make a change. Little tweaks here and there can change your direction. Think about riding in a canoe. By putting your paddle in the water on one side and pushing the water to the top of the canoe, you begin to slow down if you're moving forward. It's a way to stop. Slight adjustments, little ones, little tweaks. You don't have to sit here and say, okay, I'm ready, I'm diving in, I'm going to cut all my hair off and I'm going to color it. You're going to go from a brunette to a blonde. Okay, you can make those drastic changes if you want to, or they can be subtle. It doesn't have to be drastic. And I think that is what is more fearful for most of us who are facing change, is we think that all of a sudden we're going to go from brunette to blonde. And there's nothing wrong with either of those, but it doesn't have to be so drastic. It can be a little change. And eventually, with every little change, adds up to what? A brunette and a blonde, right? All right, see, we're having fun here. We're in canoes. We're talking about hair. Oh my goodness, this is awesome. Change is nothing, right? You'll go and get your hair colored. You'll get your hair cut, but you'll sit here and freak out about moving. I mean, think about that for a minute. Number two, renew your mind. Romans 12, verse 2 says this, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." You don't want to be complacent and conform to only what society has to show you. Seek the renewal of your mind so you can continually refresh and rejuvenate the heart, drawing closer to God. You see, as much as change is different for us, God doesn't change. So when you're faced with changing, guess what? Lean more on Him. You don't have to worry about it because He's not going to change. Where you hang your hat might. What your hair looks like, the color that it is, the reflection that you see in that mirror, yeah, it might change a little bit. But God will not change. That should be a refreshment to your soul. So make adjustments, little adjustments. Renew your mind. And number three, you know it, host a party. Now, I don't literally mean host a party, even though it would be fun. But when you are ready to take a different path, then celebrate it. Shout it in the hallways of your home. Put it on the locked screen of your phone. Tell your family and friends who will support you. This is what I'm doing. This is the change. And if it is something about the way you look at yourself, maybe it's about losing weight and you're like, you know what? I just got to do this. I'm jumping in. This is my day. This is my month. I am all in. I'm going to do it. I'm going to make sure I exercise every single day. I'm going to make sure I walk my neighborhood. I'm going to make sure I drink my half my body weight in ounces of water. I'm going to make sure I eat my vegetables. I'm going to make sure I get all of my great protein in me because I don't want to be a flabby grandma. I'm going to do this and I'm going to celebrate it every single day. It's going to be a party. Why not? But remember, if you're like, yeah, I really don't want to tell anybody, then do it. Host your own party in your own heart. You know what's right for you. Or maybe you tell just a couple people that are close to you. And you say, this is what I'm going to do. Because if I don't do this, who's going to? Who's going to change my body? Who's going to change my mind? Who's going to change my actions? Who's going to change my thoughts? Who's going to change me? Only I can. Change is not the enemy. Change is a natural and necessary part of life that can create growth, courage, and transformation ultimately. When you see what's possible on the other side of change, it doesn't appear at all that scary. I'm not one who likes Halloween at all. When our kids were little, we did not celebrate Halloween. I was a strange mother, yes. I allowed them to, you know, dress up. We did that. We did go trick-or-treating once in a while, but I did not have a Halloween party. And when I got the candy, we handed out candy for, you know, our neighborhoods. But for inside our home, I just bought their particular candy that they really liked. I didn't get like bags and bags of all this stuff because we didn't need it. And who would really end up eating it? Me. And that was the last thing I needed on my hip. So yeah, it was specific to each individual child. But you know, Halloween for me, when you walk around thinking about it, it's kind of scary. You don't know who's behind those costumes, right? Change is not that scary because you can see it. It shows up. It's not disguised as anything. It says, hello, I'm changing you. Are you ready? This is going to be the Super Bowl of your life. This is going to be the Grand Slam. Are you ready to knock it out of the park? You matter, my friend. And if you sit here and just say, you know what, yeah, I just can't do this. I can't do this. And you keep talking yourself out of what you know needs to happen. Who are you really doing a disservice to? Yourself. Not anybody else. Remember, change is a natural and necessary part of life. It's a constant. In fact, it's more possible than probable. As Tony Robbins said, change is inevitable. Progress is optional. The choice is yours. And I really leave you with that thought. You get to decide. Do you really want to keep battling yourself in your own comfort zone? Complaining all the time, being complacent, and just really honestly holding your own self in contempt of what you really don't want? My friend, you do not have to settle for what you don't want. God has designed a life for you more than you can ever imagine. But you have to be willing to take the next step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. My prayer for you, may you renew your mind with the gifts given to you by God and be willing to stretch your weaknesses to the point of growth. There's nothing too scary when you walk by faith. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.